calling all powerful women. Yes, that's you, girl. I want you to mark your calendar for the next Know Your Power Women's Retreat. It's going to be April 19th through 21st in Austin, Texas. Ladies, the last retreat was truly the most incredible experience because I was able to witness women from all walks of life come together as sisters, ditch limiting beliefs, build unwavering confidence, and unlock their true potential. You might be in a place right now where you feel lost in your purpose. You're constantly talking down to yourself. You have big dreams, but you're scared to act on them. Maybe you even feel lonely in your journey. This experience is carefully crafted for you. We provide a safe space for you to connect with other like-minded women and evolve into the powerful woman I know you to be. So if you're listening to this right now and something inside of you is pulling you to go to this retreat, there's a reason for it. Click the link down below to secure your spot today. I can't wait to see you there. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Julia Renee.
And Kendall Aaliyah.
And welcome to Gym Girl Chats.
That was better.
We did it. We know how to use our soundboard.
Not to ruin the movie magic, because I'm sure you guys know, because we don't change outfits or anything. We film.
Yeah. We film.
We film Monday and Wednesday the week prior, both at once. So if you just watched Mondays or if you watched it 2 days ago, this is right after. And I'm proud of myself for getting that done this time.
Good job.
Thanks. And also, well, our first segment now with the intros is magical moments. And now I realize I have to pick two for my week.
I know.
Because it's not like anything has happened in the past 5 minutes.
That's true.
So let me think.
Maybe we can just skip it.
Wait, no, this has to be a thing. Magical moments.
Okay, what else is magical?
What else is magical? What else has happened?
What's new in the
Nothing.
The world.
I've been having really fun making content again. I feel like I lost that funness for a little bit because I started caring too much about numbers. And it's so funny because once you stop caring and you start posting things, you want to post things do well. But I've been having a lot of fun. I've been filming like my actual workouts, which is something for some reason I never did in the past. Like I don't know why. I don't think I had a reason. I just like didn't think people cared of what I actually did in the gym. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like actually filming like my reps and things like that. And it's been really fun. And I feel like it excites me to go to the gym. For any of you who like don't do content at all or like never even take pictures in the gym, I feel like you won't get it. But if you're someone who are like, it adds a new excitement around going for your workout, because like it's also like, oh, I'm also excited to make this video out of it.
There's like that creativity behind it, and I feel like I feel the same for me. Like I have like I go through phases. I feel like a lot of content creators do, where they're like super inspired. And now this morning I was like, what if I just cared less? Like instead of caring more, what if I cared less? Because I always care the most. And sometimes that's bad. Mm-hmm. Because like, for example, like with this podcast and like changing to be more chitty chats, like in theory, that's me caring less. Yeah. I mean, when I'm saying caring less, it means like,
just less structure.
Like chill the fuck out, Julia. Yeah. That's what I mean.
You need some of my energy.
For me, it's always like, chill the fuck out. Yeah. Chill the fuck out. And when I just like chill and relax more, I have more fun. And I'm feeling that way with like my YouTube content, because I'm just like hanging out. My vlogs sometimes end up being 40 minutes and these girls are like, I love it. And I'm on there and I'm just like chatting and doing my makeup. And I'm like, this is what I'm loving. This is what I'm not.
Because then I feel like it also creates more longevity, because you're not burning out, because you're not that you were ever this way, but there's so many influencers that are like, have this like, I don't want to call it a fake persona, but it is a little like exaggerated persona where you feel like everything needs to be high energy and like crazy. And then your edits need to be crazy and everything needs to be perfect. And then you overthink it if it doesn't perform well, versus just like being like, oh, like here is my workout today. I found the song. I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. I edited my workout to it. I'm pretty proud of it. Yeah. If you like it, you like it.
Literally. And I think that we've talked about this a couple of times, but like we're moving into an era, and I feel like we're moving out of the era of everything being like super curated and like, hi, my name, welcome to my channel. Yeah. You know, like we're moving out of that. And I think those will still perform really well, because like they're basically
I will always watch Mr. Beast.
Like they're basically basically like they're TV shows, you know? But I think we're at least for like other content like TikToks and Instagram reels and like YouTube, like it's becoming more of personal where you're like, you're chilling and you're hanging out. And I had this like realization with Zach yesterday, because on Monday I was like having like a panic attack about like, oh my God, I need to change everything. And then on Tuesday, like I found the solution. And I told Zach last night, I was like, literally in one day, I was like, Monday, panic attack. Really, like,
Tuesday, resolution.
Needing to drop everything, change everything. And I was like, Tuesday, the realization. And it was so simple. And it was literally just like, just film everything that you're doing.
I did the same
regardless
thing.
Of if it's like big and fancy and cool. It's like, oh, shit. And I did it yesterday. And I was like, babe, just by this simple rule of me like, just pick up the camera regardless of if it's like big or cool or like, come with me to get my nails done. Come with me to get my facial. Like come with me to see the retreat location, which also
guys, looks so nice.
When you're seeing this, we are less than a month out from the Know Your Power retreat. Like, oh my God.
Come see us.
April
19th
through 21st. Get your tickets. We literally only have two VIPs left and the rest general admission is going to be the best weekend of your life.
You need to like go on tour. We need to like do a traveling Know Your Power or something.
I know. And people have been saying that. They're like, can you come to California?
Yeah. Because I know some people can't fly out for certain things.
That would be super cool.
It would be fun.
If we did one in
we'll
like
start with
state.
Texas though. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's already like a lot. But it's so beautiful. If you haven't seen the retreat location, we'll post it to stories so that y'all can see it because it's so beautiful. And we literally went yesterday to finalize everything. And you know what's crazy? The one of the ladies who Monica, who's in charge of the retreat location. So she came up to see me and Zach while we were finalizing it. She goes, you know, what's crazy. One of my friends follows you and she saw that you posted the retreat location's going to be here. And she messaged me and says, girl, oh my God, she's having a retreat there. I love her. And I follow her. And I was like, small
that's
world.
Cool. Yeah. I feel, small I world. Love those like full circle moments or like, I don't know, just weird like connections. And then it feels
it
like
was so
it was
to
meant
be.
To be exactly where it's like, oh, that was the perfect location for you. Then that's like proof of it. I'm excited.
Gorge.
I'm always excited. I feel like it is such a, I don't know, not only is it like transformational, but like even for me, and we had talked about it after the last retreat, like it is just so nice, like meeting such a welcoming community. And like, I think going into the first one, I just expected everyone to not even know who I was. And everyone was just so kind and like majority listened to the podcast like really regularly. And it's just, I don't know, it's cool. Because you forget, I don't know, I don't go in public that often. I forget people actually listen and care and follow. And I just assume like it exists just like in the webs and like not in real life. So it's cool when it happens.
It's like
in real
only
life.
On the line, but not real life.
That's so how funny. I feel. I disassociate from social media all the time. I'm like, that's not me. Why are you coming up to me?
Who is she?
Yeah, I'm like, that's like Instagram me.
That's
she's
my,
different.
That's my Instagram twin. But yeah, guys, like for real, if you want to learn more, just check in the link in the description. It's literally, I know it seems scary to come to something like this, but the girls who went, none of them knew each other. And they ended up finding like this sisterhood.
Dude,
and
just
it was
come
wild.
And hang out with me. I swear, if you're someone who's like a little anxious about going, like literally tell me when you get there and we can just hang out the whole time. Yeah.
Kendall will be your
Kendall we'll will be anxious your buddy. Buddies.
Yes. It's amazing. My magical moment was that little realization that I had, I think, of just like stop caring. Like stop caring so much. Like just chill the fuck out and create the content that you enjoy and that you have fun doing. And it doesn't, it doesn't have to look a certain way. Just fucking, and that's the, every time I go through this little like, it's the same realization every time. I just forget about it.
Yeah. And I feel like it's easy to see what other people are doing and what is performing well for other people and then be like, oh, I need to do that too. And then as soon as you come back to like, what do I actually like making or what do I enjoy watching or what do I feel creative about? I feel like that's your answer always.
Yes. Because then you're going to be making a bunch of content that you don't even like. That's not true to you. Yeah. But anyways, I wanted to talk about Joey Swole.
Okay.
I think I'm in love with him.
You've mentioned him a few times and I'm like, I stay away from drama pages and I don't think he's very dramatic, but like he covers a lot of stories and pages like that just like make my anxiety worse. Like literally when I'm on social media, I want it to be like dogs and like that's it. Like I rainbows want memes and dogs. Yeah. So I don't really watch a lot of creators. Mm-hmm. But a few of his videos have obviously popped up for me because he covers everything in the fitness community.
Yeah.
And he is like so entertaining. Yeah. Like every video that does pop up from him, I watch it to completion.
But he's just like so nice. Mm-hmm. Like and even though he like covers things that can seem like drama or dramatic, the way that he approaches it and is a very like inclusive, mm-hmm. motivating way. I mean, he does a lot of, he reacts to, I think you've probably seen him on TikTok, like a lot of people who are filming in the gym and think they're entitled, and he'll do,
we
like,
almost always agree with him.
Yeah, he'll do like a stitch that is like, no, everybody belongs and deserves to be at the gym. Like you are not the only one there, you know, and he does it in a very like adult, mature way. Mm-hmm. And he's my Roman Empire. I think about
just
him.
Just be thinking about him.
I think about him at least once a day. And I'm like, I wonder what Joe is doing.
Well, it's just cool because like, I feel like he has that like stereotypical, like, like manly look.
You would
look.
Think that he'd be like a gym bro. Yeah. And like, oh, I deserve to be here. And I think that that's what's so disarming is that like, you look like that.
And well, you're nice.
Your face looks like that. And your body looks like that. And you're nice.
Have you met him?
No, I wish. Oh.
I didn't know.
I know. Joey Swole.
Hey. Come on the pod.
My name's Julia.
She is engaged.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'm just kidding. I just like want to be his friend.
No, I'm kidding.
None of these guys that I have like crushes on are for the reason that you think. Like one of the biggest reasons why I have like a gym crush on Sebum is because of his personality.
Oh, yeah, he's like a gentle giant.
And like how he shows up like in the bodybuilding world. Because that to me is the most attractive quality. Mm-hmm. And the most attractive quality that I find in Zach is like that part of him that's like sweet and gentle and like emotionally intelligent. I'm like, ooh, that's.
I love your emotional intelligence.
I love.
Tell me more about your feelings.
Your emotional intelligence. Tell me more.
That's so funny.
But yeah, he's
I need
so
to watch
inspiring.
Him more. I need to follow him. That's
yeah,
what I, need
I just
to do.
Love like the positivity that he puts in the gym because it is so easy for a creator like that big to like go completely the opposite way. Mm-hmm. But he's stayed true to like who he is of being like that positive light and like like highlighting things that we need more of in the gym community. Mm-hmm. There's this one video that I saw of a, I think there was a guy who was, I think he had cerebral palsy and he was filming himself in the gym doing a workout and somebody might've like gone, I might be saying this all wrong guys. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to like,
this is Julia's memory,
Julia uncut. And my memory is terrible. So someone goes past like his camera and he like apologizes and he says like, no, like it's okay. Like, no, like don't worry about it, you know? And then he stitched it and was like, this is incredible. And it's amazing because everybody like deserves to be at the gym and it doesn't matter if someone goes in front of your camera, like look at the way that he reacted to it. He was just like so chill. And so like, whatever, you can always film again.
There's
is what the dude said.
Viral video going around right now. And it's one of those guys that like, oh, these always make me cringe a little bit. I don't care if it has great intent behind it, but they like go up to random people on the street with like a mic and like start asking themselves. But this one is like, I've seen it on every platform and I'm not seeking it out. It just comes up, which means like, that's how I know virality. Like it's a lot of people have seen these. But this guy is like interviewing this other guy and someone walks right past the camera and the guy kind of turns and was like, okay. And the guy he was interviewing, who's just like this adorable, like intellectual, like you can tell he's just like, I don't want to call him nerdy in a bad sense, like a good nerdy. And he goes, well, actually he's just going about his day and technically we are too. And he wouldn't really like, it's not his job to really care what we're doing. We don't know what's going on in his life or where he's heading. And just like this explanation. And it was like, all the comments were like, this man just unlocked like the truth behind the entire universe.
I would have commented, boom, roasted.
Cause like it was so true where it was just like, he didn't mean to walk in front of your camera. He has his own things going on the same way I have my own things going on. And you do too.
It's something about,
I'll find the video and send it. We'll post it on the story.
When someone says like the matter of factness of something in such like a logical way without any like over emotion, it's like, well, damn.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, he kind of right.
I didn't think about it that
Instead
way.
Of being dramatic or pissed off or whatever, like a human reaction might be, just looking at it of like, actually, he's just doing his thing and we're doing ours. And he doesn't, we're just like, yeah, living, the camera doesn't matter.
Living
and
life. I'm like,
wait, what a good viewpoint. What a logical reasoning.
Also, have you watched The Physical 100?
I haven't, but I have a client who did that was like in love with one of the guys.
Really?
That's all I know.
So
she was talking about him a lot during Zach one of our sessions.
Zach and I are watching season two. Mm-hmm. Season one, we already finished watching that. It was awesome. Season two is lit. They made everything so much bigger and so much better. Mm-hmm. And the concept is like 100 people from all different fitness avenues. Like there's MMA fighters, there's CrossFitters, there's bodybuilders. I know. I'm like, can we have one?
Sign me up.
Can we have one? Honestly, I would probably be out in the first minute because
what do they have to do?
They'd probably make me run and then I'd be out.
Oh, honestly, same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's I've been running again.
Yeah. No.
Not built for it.
No.
Yep. But it gives me good results because my body's like trying to hold on for dear life. Yeah. Anyway, what do they have to do?
They have to do like a bunch of different like physical competitions and all of them have different fitness levels of things. Like there's firefighters, yeah, but all of them are into some fitness. Mm-hmm. So I always watch the bodybuilders because I'm like, that would be me. Mm-hmm. Don't make him or her run because mm-hmm. they can't do that. But like, for example, the first quest that they did was they did 3 rounds of running where also this is just giving it away. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I don't know if it's really
for
like
episode
spoiler.
One or like the whole
episode
season.
One of season two.
Okay.
Maybe.
Again, yeah. We're adding the timestamp, so just skip to the next part.
Yeah, but then they have them do running. So the first one was like 10 minutes, the next one was 7, the next one is 3. And each like time, people get put out. Like if Got you it. Don't run enough,
okay,
you get taken out. So like the first time they did 10 minutes, and if you didn't run like the most, then a portion of them got taken out.
I feel like that's where I'd be out. 10 minutes yeah, of running.
That was the first quest. Yeah. I would have been like, you didn't even give me a chance.
Let's start with like bicep curls.
Can you start
something?
With some strength something? No. It was so like funny. Endurance right off the bat. No. Yeah. Put me on a Stairmaster for 2 hours. I just told Zach.
True.
I said, swap that treadmill for a Stairmaster. I'd be there all day.
Most people can't do.
Yeah.
So that would be a good one.
Yeah. I was like, I'd be there all day. I'd be there for 2 hours. I'd be fine.
I feel like I'm not very athletic and I'm trying to work on that because I feel like I grew up really athletic and I did like a ton of different sports. And granted, I feel like I always did like the weird sports. Like I was like a platform diver, a gymnast, a pole vaulter. Like I feel like I never did like the soccer or like, I don't know.
I've never done the soccer.
Not for me. But I feel like I've lost a lot of my athleticness in being a bodybuilder because now I look really fit. But like my heart health is not the best. My agility is not the best. My flexibility is not the best. So I'm trying to like incorporate like yoga and like I am running, not long distance at all. I'm doing like kind of like, I wouldn't even call it sprints, kind of like mid intensity running, like mm-hmm. maybe level like 8 on the treadmill. So like a decent pace for like a minute, walk for a minute, run, walk. Just trying to build back some of my athleticness because I feel like I just lost it all.
I know. And usually what I tell people, I'm like, these muscles are just for show. They don't actually do anything.
People don't believe me.
They just look pretty.
Because I'm like, of course, like I'm a little strong, but like not as strong as you would think I am. Yeah. Like I'm sometimes very weak.
Yeah. And like
and I've accepted that.
Same. Like on certain things, I'm just like,
I can't tricep extension. I can't
bicep
curl.
I know
I
look like I can do that, but I can't.
Yeah.
I haven't done pushups in forever, but they're on my yes. program. And every time he's like, okay, do the 2 sets till failure. I'm like, after 1, I'm at failure.
I saw I think you posted a reel, yeah. right? Of you doing pushups yeah. and you were crushing it. And
I do the close ones.
I also have, I think I included 1 pushup in my recent video. I did more than 1, but yeah. they were not good. They were really? Not cute. My form was awful. So I only included like the 1 good looking one because I was doing them at the end of my workout yeah. and the same, I was going until failure. I was getting like 5.
Yeah. Failure is 5.
I was like, that's sad.
It's still to failure.
Yeah.
It's still to failure.
Yeah. And then I would do it. Like I can do knee pushups all day, but like on my feet, I was like, and same, yeah. I was trying to do close grip or like close ish with my hands for pushups. I feel like I'm a lot stronger if I
I'm
go
stronger
wide.
The other way.
Cause I got no triceps. I don't train triceps ever.
I tried to do them like the regular chest ones. And I was like, these are moving my implants and I don't like it.
That feels weird.
They like,
do you feel them move?
Yeah. In certain exercises, they move up and down and up and down. And
I like, I'm always so curious.
It's weird.
Cause I never think about my chest, but also it's not big. So I feel like I don't know what it's like to have a large chest.
It's like having another entity just like stuck like, to you.
Okay.
Like always like. And you're always like, oh.
Interesting.
They're there.
Like giant and boba.
They, yeah. Yes. And they get in the way. They definitely get in the way. Nice. Certain things
I was just curious.
Certain things
Thanks
don't fit.
For sharing.
Certain things definitely don't fit
As
correctly.
Small boob girls
but
are
I'm,
curious.
Yeah. Really loving Physical 100. It's so interesting
I
to
need
watch.
To watch it.
And I always love watching the bodybuilders because like seeing what they do, like there's professional bodybuilders that will go on there and seeing like how they are. But there is this one guy, he's ginormous. He's like 6 foot professional, like bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And I first was like, oh, there's no way he's going to be good at this challenge. Mm-hmm. It was a challenge of like, you have to like, whoever has the ball last, like wins. Yeah. And you mm-hmm. can fight and like all of this stuff. And I was like, there's no way that he's going to be like quick enough to run around holding the ball.
Yeah.
He's 6 foot, muscle so big. He's like, meow, meow, meow. Yeah. I was like, this little bitch is agile.
See, if you train like an athlete, yeah, you'll always have it.
I was so impressed. I was so impressed. And I was like, I really need to do that. I need to, like, I think when I go into like my off season, I'm going to like implement more stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I am pretty like flexible for how like short and tanky I am mm-hmm. because I do yoga and stuff, but like running, the ups and the downs
the burpees.
None of those things
yeah.
I like at all.
I'm not good at those things, but that's why I feel like I'm trying to do them more. Or even like the rollerblading of it all. Like just trying to do new things and like move my body in different ways. And I'm going to be skiing. It'll already happen by the time you're listening to this. But in current time, in 3 days, I'll be skiing for my first time. I am terrified. And like
go
the
on
benefit,
the little kid slopes.
Oh, for sure. The benefit is I know I have the leg strength. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like technique and like body awareness.
But do you have the balance?
I don't know. I used to. Yeah. I was a gymnast, you know?
You're not good at any of the sports that require a ball. But
yeah.
you are good at
oh,
the
I
other
suck
ones.
Suck at ball sports.
Yes. I'm good with the ball sports.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're a not ball. So you yeah. might be good at it.
I always explained it of like, I can do a backflip on a balance beam, but if you throw like a basketball at me, like it's
mine's,
hitting me in the face.
Mine's the other way. Mine's the other way. You throw a ball at me, I'm like, yeah.
It's because I have my brother. So like, I know how to throw a football. Like, I feel like I can throw. I just can't catch at all. I catch like a girl. Like I catch with like my little like fingers out and I like clap and I'm like, oh, I didn't catch it. No, yeah, it's far away. My eyes are closed. I'm like crunching into
you
myself to protect my body.
And you're like, catch.
That's literally like how I catch. But I can throw. So I have like some skills sometimes.
Some skazills.
Just never, you'll never see a video of it.
For next week to hear how your skiing journey went.
I'm terrified. Yeah. I tried snowboarding once, but granted I was like 9 years old. And also my oldest brother was the one teaching me. And our personalities are so similar, which you would think like we would love each other. We butt the heads the most. Not anymore. Like we're adults now, we're cordial. But growing up, like we just did not get each other. Also, we're like 11 years apart in age. So it was just a weird dynamic. So he's just getting mad at me. I'm getting pissed at him for not teaching me well enough. I think I lasted, I'm not kidding, 10 minutes. And then I went inside and like ate waffles until they were done snowboarding.
Oh my God. That reminds me of like my older brother and my little sister. Cause like my little sister, Chloe, she's going to laugh. She's not athletic like whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Love you, Chloe.
Yeah. We love you, Chloe. She knows it. She knows it. My brother was always very athletic. I was always very athletic. My little sister was not. She's very creative, very, mm-hmm. very smart. And that's why she's like in charge of the majority of my life. And she could ruin me in a second if she wanted to. But so when my older brother would like try and play with my younger sister, he's like, oh, like I can't do this mm-hmm. because she's like not really competitive, you know,
yeah,
she doesn't
want to
do the
I
sports
am.
And she's like, I don't really care. Me on the other hand, I'd be like, let's let's go.
I think my issue is if I'm not, I expect myself to be instantly good at things. And I know that's like a very selfish way of thinking, but like when I did figure skating, I was weirdly good at it for being like really little. And then like gymnastics came natural, diving came natural. Like they were all kind of progression. So I was just always good at the sports I tried.
So when you're not, you're like, what's exactly.
So snowboarding was the first thing. I wasn't like instantly going on like the black diamond. And I was like, something must be wrong and it's your fault.
Something is wrong. Someone rigged this.
No, literally.
Because I am an athlete. Oh my God. What is it? The thing that Kendall Jenner.
I think it's something like DNA test shows I'm a natural born athlete.
What blood tests say I am a natural born athlete?
I mean, her dad's an incredible athlete.
Honestly. Okay. Well, that does make sense though. Yeah. That does make sense. But.
No, yeah, that's funny.
No, I don't understand.
I'm not trying to pull a Kendall Jenner. Maybe it's a Kendall thing. We're just full of ourselves when it comes to sports.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's how I felt when I started bodybuilding because I like won my first two shows and then got my pro card in like a year. So there's this like thing where you are on this winning streak and sometimes you need to just be like knocked down a peg and be like, you're not always going to be good at everything right away. Okay, girl. And sometimes we need that.
Yeah. I'm going into skiing expecting myself to suck. So my expectations are low.
Well, then you will suck.
Probably. And I've accepted that, but it's okay.
It's like mid-range where it's like, I'm not going to like fall and sucky, but I'm not going to be like Miss Black Diamond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to share like a funny gym bro story because Chloe was like, y'all should do some gym bro stuff. Like talk about some gym bros. So I'm curious if you have any gym bro
stories. I wonder
stories.
What our like insights are. I don't think I've ever looked. Like if any men listen to this podcast.
I know some do.
Why'd you be like mostly men and we've just gotten it all wrong.
Where are gym bros at? We love gym bros.
You're so easy to make fun of.
Yes. And no, we're probably easy to make fun of too.
Yeah, no, make fun of me all day, except honestly. Not to my face. I have any gym bro stories?
I'm going to read my sister's because she's like.
And I'm going to think about mine.
You have
this
to share
This is her
mine.
Actual story?
This is her actual story that happened to her. So she says, feel free to tell my story. I was on the Stairmaster a couple years ago, and this guy was going girl to girl around the gym and watching them and talking to them. And mind you, Andrew, which is my sister's partner, was a couple machines down from me because they were broken. Okay, they were broken.
The ones between them were broken.
And I was like, bitch, better not come to me. And he does, and he goes, wanna do abs with me? And she put the emoji that's like... like the little smug bro face
with a backwards hat. How'd she even find that emoji?
I don't even know. Did they make that? I gotta find that. That's amazing. I gotta add that to my plethora of emojis. So he says, wanna do abs with me? And I literally said, I've been watching you go from girl to girl. No thanks. Bro! Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel like I try to excuse such an energy of don't come talk to me that I do get away with no one talking to me.
I think it would have been different if she didn't watch him go from
girl to girl.
If like a guy came up to me and it was like, I didn't see him going from girl to girl to girl.
Yeah.
And then he came up to me and said like, you want to do abs? Then I just would have politely been
like,
no.
Do you think he asked all of them if they want to do abs?
Like, I know. Want to do abs? No. Want to do abs?
Just do abs by yourself, bro.
You're like, why am I the last pick?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be getting offended.
But I'm the last pick.
I'm like, wait, why didn't he ask me?
Yeah.
I didn't want him to, but why didn't he? I have like a little story where this guy I was doing like back and this was like a month ago. And same thing where like Cooper was literally I could make eye contact. Cooper, not a care in the world. Not a jealous man at all. Does not care.
He just fed you to the wolves.
He didn't even notice. I told him later, but he was working out with his brother and his brother watched the interaction. I was like, why does he care and you don't? Anyway, this guy comes up to me and it was one of those, like, you know, when you see a guy, like you can tell out of your peripheral that he's looking at you. So I was like, this guy's either going to come up to me or he just wants the machine. Like I never try to assume. Mm-hmm. And he came up and he was like, hey, I've seen you at like this one gym that we go to sometimes. Like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, like my name's Kendall. It's nice to meet you. I shake his hand. And then I like go back to my workout and he like, I see him, I swear every time I'm at the gym and I feel bad, but I don't remember his name, but he was nice. It was a nice interaction. Since then I have seen him like on the Stairmaster next to a girl talking and then he'll get off and like another girl will like wave hi to him. And I'm just like, this man goes up to everyone.
Oh, he's a gym flirt. Okay.
And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out if he's dating one of them or if like,
Kendall,
I really
your
don't
boyfriend,
know.
Your gym boyfriend has been taken. I'm sorry.
Not my gym boyfriend at all. Trust. I immediately turned to Cooper and was like, help me. And he was not looking. That's and I was so like, funny. You're supposed to come in for these things.
See, like, I always applaud guys that have the courage to, you know, ask a girl out mm-hmm. or like, you know,
what do you think is the right way of doing it? I don't know. I'm a fan of if I were to meet someone at the gym, like if I was single, I've had people do this with me not being single mm-hmm. and I simply do not respond, like obviously. But if I meet someone at the gym and they get my name and they somehow find me on social media, which is usually easy because I like sometimes tag the gyms I go to or whatever. True. And then I've had them DM me and being like, it was so nice meeting you or something like that. I feel like that is an okay approach. A little creepy if you think about it.
It is a little creepy if you think about it because hold on, let's check this out. Because what if you don't put your location anywhere?
Then it's very creepy. I make it pretty easy to find.
Because if you, okay, so let's walk this through.
Okay.
Let's walk this through. So say someone meets you in the gym mm-hmm. and then they message you later. Mm-hmm. How do they find you? Do they go home? Do they look up the gym? Do they then go to that?
That's true. They are doing a lot of work.
The gym profile and see if you've been posted. Do they go on the story? Do they check the location of that gym and see who's around it to see who's tagged? That's a lot of admin.
That is weird now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, that's also how I dated my ex-boyfriend.
All right, and that's why he's...
Which he was a red flag.
I was like, and that's why he's your ex. I'm just kidding.
True. So okay, yeah, maybe that's weird. I think maybe going up and asking for their Instagram or like pretend you're single, is that would that bother you? I'd rather give someone my Instagram than my phone number.
I honestly think that like Instagram is like, I've had people ask for my Instagram for
then
my
it makes
snap,
sense.
For my
then
Snapchat
you could message them and I feel like that's a good introduction.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Don't just stalk them and find their Instagram.
Yeah. I think that's like a nice way to eventually going to like a phone number or something. And mm-hmm. it's a little bit less scary than like, give me your number. Where you live.
Or I'll just find you.
What's your mother's maiden name? You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
I applaud men that have the courage to do that because honestly, like that takes a lot of guts. I know mm-hmm. that there's like such a fine line of like what's right and what's wrong mm-hmm. to do. And like some women have the stance of like nobody effing talk to me at all at mm-hmm. the gym. But then on the other hand, it's like if you are if you're looking for like a guy who has the same interests as you, that has the same like values with health with you. I mean, like my first date with Zach was at a gym mm-hmm. and we met over like an Instagram DM group that was all fitness people in Austin.
Yeah.
So like I ended up finding somebody that had a lot of the same values and I was able to grow with him. But I understand like sometimes like you just want to go to the gym. It's like, there's a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
But I think,
oh no.
I think
not
that,
the giggles.
I think that the Instagram way is a really
that's a
nice
good
way.
Yeah.
So what
because I would give my Instagram out because then there's no pressure of this person is going to message me. It's like, oh, they could just follow me and I never interact or see them ever again. Or if I wanted to reach out, now I know their name and can reach out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good approach.
That's true. That's true. I think the Instagram is the safest way. So now what do you think? Like, is it in between sets that you do this? Is it like you watch each other and it's like when she's leaving, you like run up? I've one time. Uh-huh. Honestly, now it's a super red flag, but at the time, at the time it seemed cute. So in my era of dating gym bros, because I had this era of
we
like,
all go through it.
Where I dated gym bro. And then I met like the gym bro, which was my partner. And he's not even really a gym bro anymore.
The final boss,
the
gym
final
bro.
Final elite gym bro, king gym bro. And, I was at the gym and I like had saw him there every single morning. Like I would go at like 5 a.m. at that time because I was working at the salon and we'd see each other every morning. And you know, like there's certain flirty cues that you get at the gym and we'll talk about those. We'll talk about them because they're funny. Uh-huh. And there was one time that I left and I got into my car. I was in my car and certain things that girlies know is that you get in your car, you lock it.
Oh yeah.
You check behind to see if anyone's back there to murder you.
I always like sweep my hand behind my seat. I'm like, just in case someone's
things that I will always do when I'm at the gas station, get back in my car, lock it. You check behind the, do a sweep, see if there's any murderers. We're good. Look under the car.
I'm so glad I'm not alone, because I never talk about this with someone, but I was at a gym, another weird gym bro thing. This guy just gave off weird energy. There's certain people like that. And I'm sorry, we'll circle back to what you were saying. Murder vibes? Yes. And he was asking if I came there a lot, if I lived nearby. And I was like, oh no. So I had waited until he left. What's your social security number? No, literally. What's your maiden, mother's maiden name? But I had waited until he left. Like, I'm very paranoid. So I just wanted to be safe. And I waited long enough that he should be long gone. Like, no way he's sitting in the parking lot. But just in case, I remember like turning, if you like unlock your car, like the lights in the car come on. So then I'm like looking in my trunk. I'm looking in the backseat. Like, I'm just doing like that. around my own car, and I'm like looking around me. Is anyone's lights on? Okay.
Take a lap.
Yeah.
You never know.
Anyway, I'll let you continue.
So I got into my car and I was sitting there and I was like putting my music on. At that time I had a aux cord because I had a Jeep that was literally running on
nothing.
Nothing. It was like running it into the ground, fumes. And he knocks on my window. This guy, like a
I would instantly reverse and I'm out.
And I like roll down the window and he's like, hey, I've been watching you. Like, you're pretty cute. And like, you want to be, And like, we ended up dating for a while and he was the worst. He was the worst.
See, though, guys that approach you creepily end up being terrible. Yeah. Listen
and at
to
the
that.
Time I was like, oh my God, so cute. Like, he came all the way out here to ask.
He followed me to my car and got my license plate number. How adorable.
I'm dying. Literally, I can't. Okay, now I would have been like, get the fuck away.
Single or not, I don't know. It's rough being single these days.
Don't knock on my window. Don't you do that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Let's not scare the girls. To the few guys that do listen to this, let's not scare the woman.
Yeah, be safe. I think that like in between sets when you're resting is cool. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's
fine. If you can tell if someone's like locked in. Yeah. If they're like locked in, like leave her alone.
But if
she's like kind of like looking around, like just chilling. Yeah. I don't see. Like, I've had friends. I told you, like, was this last episode already? Mm-hmm. I was like, I just put down my weights and like our friend had come up and given me a hug. That's a very normal time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I have my camera out. One of my headphones is out. Like, it's, I'm chilling. If I was a guy, so serious.
I would have been like, oh, it's go time. It's go. Code green. Run. Go. We're going, boys.
I always have like weird instances, and I think I'm an overthinker. And I also explained this once on the podcast where if I go into a gym, I need to pretend I'm everyone's gym crush. Like, I need to pretend I'm the main character, because if I don't, I get really anxious. I start overthinking. I assume if someone's looking at me, it's for a negative reason, and then I spiral. So instead, I tell myself they're looking at me because they're in love with me.
Instead, everyone's in love with you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm being so serious. And obviously, it's a joke.
Not delusional
at all. It's a delusion that helps me conquer my fears.
I get that. I mean, like, weirdly, like, I'll walk into the gym in a similar way where I'm like, what is the most confident version of Julia going to do in this situation? And then I'm like, and the most confident version, everybody's in love with you.
Exactly.
Right?
Everyone listening, when you go to the gym today or tomorrow, whenever your next gym session is, walk in there and just tell yourself that every man, woman, non-binary that looks in your direction, even the people at the front desk, they're in love with you. Just tell yourself that. And I'm so serious. You will have a great workout because you just feel so hot. Yeah.
Just don't get mad if someone looks in your direction and you're like, they're in love with me. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. View it in a positive. Like, obviously, I don't want anyone in love with me. I'm in love myself, but there's something about that energy when you just like pretend where you're like, oh, I just like, this is my element, like the people here like me, instead of being like, oh, they're looking at me
because everybody's,
I knew I shouldn't
me.
Have worn this. Yeah. Oh, now I'm uncomfortable, because the few days I walk in and I don't have that intention of everyone loves me, I feel so awful. And that's then true. I start overthinking, and it honestly has ruined my workouts. True. So life hack, if someone looks at you, they're in love with you.
So everyone loves me versus everybody hates me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because that's usually
there's
what happens.
No in between for me.
You get in your head and you're like, everybody hates me and nobody wants me to be here right now, when literally nobody's looking at you.
I just can't be neutral. Like, if someone's looking at me, I have to decide they love me or they hate me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's all I got. But I've definitely like had instances. On the flip side, I'm someone that stares at everyone with, not, like we said, not a single thought in my head. Mm-hmm. I am not in love with this person. Zero I don't hate this cells. Person. I'm not judging this person. I'm just staring. So that I give off weird vibes in the gym sometimes.
What are like some of the funny things that you think guys and girls might do to each other, like when they're like actually flirting in the gym?
I feel like I've had many instances, and again, I'm reading into it because I assume they're in love with me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But if I'm like on a cable machine and someone goes on the exact opposite side, but like there's obviously that they are not paying attention. They're choosing this. And then there's a, they look at you and then they pick that one type of thing. Okay. And now you're working out near each other, but you're not looking at each other.
If it's a pattern. So if I go to one cable and then they go to that cable one time, I'm like, okay, no, they're not in love with me yet.
But now if I go across the gym and you're there too.
And you're there too, you might want to date me. Third time,
we're getting married.
We're married and we have kids. That's
so funny.
That's just how it is. I feel like the biggest one for the gym is the like, the look. You know, it's like the eye. If you make eye contact with, same rule. Once, coincidence. Twice,
this is where I'm girlfriend. The problem because I'd be staring.
We're married.
I stare at people and I'm like, they think I'm married to them. But in reality, I was reading their shirt. I was like looking at their gym bag. They had a little like anime thing. I was trying to see what anime, like I just be observing.
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah, people probably think so. I realized I probably creeped a guy out yesterday at the gym.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things where, okay, I was on, you know, my gym's layout a little bit, that gladiator thing that we had done together. Yeah. And you know, the cables are like, if you turn around from that machine, the cables are right there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty busy time. I like was leaving the gym yesterday around like noon, or this was 2 days ago. Anyway, around like noon. So it was like getting pretty busy in there. Mm. And like 90% of the cables were taken and like one was free, but it wasn't one. I wanted to do like glute kickbacks or something. So it wasn't usable. It was like a pull, it's stuck up high. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll wait. So I'm just like kind of standing there. I'm like changing my song. And then I look up again. I make eye contact with this guy. I'm like, oh, he's still using that cable. So I look down again. I'm like waiting. I look up again. And then the one next to him's free. So I go take it. And now I'm the weirdo that was staring at him. And now I moved in right next to him.
True.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, most of the time, I'd be staring at people because I'm like,
are they done?
I want your machine.
Yeah.
Not, I want your babies. Yeah. There's some more gray area.
This is the opposite of flirting. I had someone scare me the other day out of using a machine.
I
had just gotten to the gym. It was really busy again. I keep choosing the worst times to go. I need to like fix my schedule because this was not it. It was another like 7 p.m. on a weekday, super busy. I get there, I'm already overwhelmed, and I was going to start with glutes, but literally that glute section at my gym packed. And I was like, we're doing quads today. I've decided we're doing quads. We're changing the plan. So I walk over and I get the leg extension and I'm like, sick. I'm going to do leg extension and sissy squats as like a good warm up for my quads. So I do one set because I don't like taking a machine at a busy gym and then just walking away. So I do a set and then dumbbells aren't far. I go and grab a dumbbell. Mm-hmm. I bring it over. Then I do a set of leg extension and sissy squats and my headphones die. And I was like, I know I left my case there and I had asked the day before. This is such a complex story, but I had asked the front desk. I was like, did anyone turn this in? They were like, oh no, like, did it just happen? I was like, yeah. I was like, it's okay. I'll check tomorrow. So I'm on it. I do a set. My headphones die. And I was like, during my rest, I'm going to hop over to like the front desk and be like, hey, did anyone turn in my headphone case? Mm-hmm. So I did that. And he has it. This was maybe 20 seconds, like walking up,
like going
asking,
there, going back,
grabbing it, walking back. These two guys are standing in front of the leg extension, moving my dumbbell. My phone's on it. My gym bag's right there. And I was too afraid to tell them I was using it that I just grabbed my stuff and left.
I would have said,
I should have.
Get the fuck off.
They were just giving me that like death stare of like, who does she think she is? Like not using this machine. It's a busy. I was
leaving
just like,
here
I'm
for 2 seconds.
Again, I'm sure they had zero thoughts like that, but I was like, I'm out.
Well, like it's weird to like move to touch someone else's stuff and move it. Like there have been times where like there's sometimes someone's stuff is sitting there like for a long time and I'm waiting and I'm like,
yeah, if I was gone like 5 minutes,
I was like, does this person exist?
Yeah.
Did they just poof? But I'd never touch their stuff and move it.
Never.
I would just like stare at it, maybe use it if it was too long.
Yeah.
But not touching.
No, they made me so uncomfortable that I left.
Were they like big bodybuilders too?
Not even. No. Oh, okay. But they, I don't know.
They're like blocking
men
it.
Men scare me in general. I don't care what you look like or what your intentions are. I'm immediately scared.
Speaking of which, this has nothing to do with the gym, but it does have something to do with HEB. And I might have been a little unhinged that day.
Okay.
And I probably shouldn't have been this harsh with this guy that I was, but it was a morning. It was a Saturday morning, and usually I go to the grocery store right after my cardio Saturday mornings, and it's like right before it gets too busy, but they don't usually have very many workers that are doing the cash register because like it's not busy, so they don't, you know, they can't pay people to be there when there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So there was literally one of them open that was for like 15 plus items, you know, it wasn't like the quick checkout. And so there's like seven people in line and everybody has a pretty good amount of groceries. And I say I'm like third in line. Mm-hmm. And then there's a guy behind me. And then there's a cranky guy behind that guy.
Oh, no.
And he's just like huffing and puffing. Uh-huh. And he's like, you know, someone needs to open up another lane and just anybody.
Was he 90 years old?
No, sorry. No, it was just, he was probably like.
That was a great voice though.
50s and his 60s and just like that. And so someone else opened. Tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
Tell me your thoughts.
Okay. Am I the a-hole?
This is Julia, am I the a-hole at the grocery store? Okay. So someone else opens up a lane. Mm-hmm. I was the one who was next to be into the lane that I was. Mm-hmm. And the guy like waves like to us, like mm-hmm. the people that are, he's like, guys, I you know, I'm open. Mr. Man, who's.
Does he cut everyone?
At this point, he's one, two, fourth in line. And I'm second in line, which means I'm next. Mm-hmm. He starts booking it to mm-hmm. that thing.
I feel like this has happened to me.
And I was like, oh, okay.
You just slam them with your cart.
I said, I just did Stairmaster for 40 minutes. I'm about this. I went. And then he looked at me like, what are you doing? And I said,
I can picture this.
I literally looked at him dead in the face and was like, I was next in line, which means I get to go here mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. And he literally like looked like he was so dumbfounded that a woman spoke to him that way. It was wild. And then And literally, so it's like his cart is from the back end of the thing.
Yeah.
My cart is in the front, like actually by where you check out, like where the card reader is. Yeah. So I'm just there and I start putting my groceries on.
I love you.
And I'm talking to like the guy and he's like, now he's getting like angry at the register guy because he's asking him, why aren't there any more lanes open and blah, blah, blah. And I just
this
have like,
guy was just pissed at everyone.
And I just, I'm like, whatever. And I start having this conversation with the cash register guy, like about bodybuilding. And he's like, well, you know, what gym do you go to? He's like, oh, I love that gym. He's like, that's so cool. He's like, are you competing? And I have this whole nice conversation.
As
and
this I'm man's like, fuming
and
behind
you. And I got
you.
Into the car and was like, was that too mean?
I feel like, okay, I'm not confrontational. So would that happen to me? No, because I would simply be like, you go ahead, sir.
My toxic trait is confrontational, especially like when men mistreat other women mm-hmm. or, you know, in anybody.
I'm confrontational for other people, not for myself usually. So but if it like, was like my mom there with, I would be like, hey, we are next. But also she would do that too.
True.
But yeah, when it comes to me, I'm like, ah, whatever, you can go. But no, I feel like that's like one of those unspoken rules of like, whoever's next in line goes to that new cashier.
I was like,
cashier.
Have you never been in a line before?
Yeah, like ever.
Like whoever's next in line is next.
They usually tell
in line.
The few times that has happened to me, they've like told me of like, oh, whoever is next can come over here.
Yes.
Like I feel, yeah.
No cutsies.
No cuts.
No cut. Like all of us have somewhere to be. You're not the only
one.
Yeah,
that too. I don't like when people act like the world revolves around them in any way, or like you're the only one pissed off about something or unhappy about something. Like, okay, how do you think we all feel? We're all in this line. We've all been waiting. You think I want to be standing here?
Do you think
I was
happy that like it was Saturday morning and I was like waiting in this long ass line?
Yeah.
I was like, no, but I was like making the best of it. I was like, doo, 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 doo. Okay, I'm going to just... check my Instagram.
I would love
DMs.
To be like a fly on the wall to like watch that.
Literally. And it's very rare that I'll have like an instance where I was like, was that too mean? Because usually I'm like, I never think about it. And with just how firm I spoke to him and I looked into his soul and how he was like
taken
silent,
aback.
I was like, was I? Did I yell louder? I did have a headphone in. Did I yell louder than I thought? Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think? Am I the a-hole?
Well, I feel like that's like a provoked reaction. I have been around
he
people.
He was also already so mean before to all the other workers, like, and just like, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'm trying to defend myself way too much.
No, defend all you need. But that was provoked and like deserved a reaction. I've seen some Karen moments where like, people are mean for no reason.
Yes.
Then I'm kind of like, okay, let's calm down.
One of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite creators to watch on YouTube is Charlotte Dobre. She's from Canada. Please go follow her, subscribe to her on YouTube. She does like TikToks or like Reddit posts of like Karens in real life. Mm-hmm. And my toxic trait is watching those.
I told you about Cody Ko. He'll also react to those. And he reacted to Darren's recently, like dad Karens.
Oh,
and they
God.
Are on another
I was
level.
Like, who's Darren?
They are crazy.
And this guy was a Darren. He was a Darren. Like,
he was a Darren.
With the like, where's the manager? You know, he was like very, he was literally like, can you get a manager here so that we can get some more people? I'm like,
I'm so thankful I haven't. Oh my gosh. I had an interaction at HEB that was beautiful and the exact opposite of what you went through. So I'm going to share it to lighten the situation. Okay. I think this guy,
palate cleanser.
I fully think this guy thought I was homeless. Like, I'm not even kidding. I was dressed poorly. My sweatpants had stains. Okay, let me paint the scene. I had just left a massage. Okay. I just very cozy for massages because I'm about to go home and like chill, right? But after this massage, I had a client, but I know how much you need to hydrate after massages or you get like loopy.
True.
So I was like, okay, on my way to this client,
and
like
we all
I planned
know you're
it.
Dehydrated 365
Already.
Days
oh, yeah.
of the year.
Yeah. So that one day I needed water. Anyway, so I am dressed like a absolute bum. I don't care. My clients don't care. I usually show up in sweats. Like, it's not a big deal. I have no makeup on. My hair's up in a bun, stains everywhere, big sweatshirt. Big pants, right? And I walk into HEB and what happened? I grabbed like fruit and water and I go to check out and I realize my credit card recently has just like, I think it's like shut off because I think I lost it for a little bit. I like told them that the new one shipping, whatever. I didn't realize that's the one card I brought with me. So I was effed. And I had another one in the car.
Uh-oh.
So I'm doing self-checkout. It's literally just fruit, water, and like a Gatorade, like something small. I think it was like $5 total. And I turned to like the kid working who is like in high school and has no idea what's going on at all. Like I tried explaining it multiple times where I was like, hey, the card I brought in, I didn't realize doesn't work. Can I go get my other one? Like, is there a way to print a receipt so I can just come in and check out? Or can you hold my food? Whatever. Mm. There was a line forming and it is self-checkout, but I was like trying to explain. And he was like, so you're not going to pay for it? I was like, no, like I'm going to go to my car and I'll be right back. And this man, this sweet old man came right up to me and was like, I'll pay for it. And I said, oh my gosh, can I Venmo you? Can I cash out? No, it's fine. And he like paid for my food. And I thought that was just so, I literally called my mom and I was like, I don't know if I'm offended because I really thought he thought I was homeless, but he was being so, like, I was like, there's still good people in the world because I feel like that's something like I would do. And now I feel the need to pay it forward and do it for someone else. But like expensive or not, like he didn't care what I was buying. He was just like, yeah, let me pay for it. And I was like, wow.
Or
that was so kind.
Devil's advocate. He's like, get this bitch out of the line and forget
no, he
it.
Was, he was already checking out. Like he was like done and he had like a full cart and I was just there with my three items. And
that's
I think
sweet.
He just felt bad for me, but that was like so, so kind. I like profusely thanked him. And I was also so embarrassed because that's already embarrassing. You know, I hate having to be like, hey, I did
any
this wrong. Hey,
you.
I forgot my current credit card in the car. Like, can I go grab it? That was already painful.
You're like, I swear I have loonies.
Yeah.
I have loonies.
That's why I was like, please let me Venmo you. Like I promise I can pay for water. I promise.
I usually only have Apple Pay, but HEB doesn't take
no,
it.
Yeah. So that's actually what happened is I went in the first time with nothing. I had to put my stuff down and go get my card and I had them like in my wallet and I was like, oh, I just need the one, and I grabbed the wrong one and that's what happened. So then I was like, I'm not going outside again.
Yeah,
all for water. This is why I stay dehydrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my reasoning.
I love that.
Anyway, bad HEB story and beautiful
HEB
story.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Am I the a-hole? And also tell Kendall to drink water.
Yeah, tell me.
Tell her to drink
actually,
some water.
That's something like going, not to keep bringing up Colorado, but like the last time I went to Colorado, I had such bad altitude sickness and I'm really nervous of getting that again because where we're going skiing is like Breckenridge, which is one of the highest altitudes.
I think that's where I went when I went.
So I'm scared of getting sick. So I need to get a bunch of liquid IVs today.
Yeah. I didn't get sick, but I definitely like, I already have like allergies like year round. So like the air, I was like, wow, it's difficult to breathe.
That's how
here.
I was, is I already have headaches and it just made my headaches really bad. So yeah. I'm just like bringing all the Advil with me, all the water with me. I'll make it work.
Do that. And we'll just like knock you on the head.
Do we have time for any would you rathers? Do you want to just do one or two?
Let's do a
couple. We're already almost at an hour. These are going.
Are you kidding
me, bro?
Yeah,
we're at 53 minutes.
Okay, you guys do not.
These are dangerous because we're going to be yapping way too much.
We didn't even get to talking about cardio. You want to save the would you rathers for.
Yeah.
Let's save them for next week.
I'll talk about cardio a little bit.
Yeah.
We
need to talk about cardio.
So I feel like in the beginning of starting cardio, as many of us are, I'm sure you can relate listening to this, it's intimidating sometimes, especially if it's something you don't do regularly or haven't done in a long time.
And it's the worst.
And the last time I was consistently doing cardio, I was in prep and doing like hours, right? Yes. So in my head, it's this like big, scary, daunting thing. Recently.
And you also relate it to like
dying,
dieting and like suffering. You know what I mean? So there's like this negative connotation.
I just remember my exhaustion and I'm like, I don't want to take that on. Recently, I haven't really been watching a lot of TV, or like I said, I'll just throw on like Modern Family if I'm working and have it in the background, but I haven't actually like started a show. Mm. I have made my cardio time my TV time, mm-hmm. and it has like done something in my brain where now I look forward to cardio so much because I'm just excited to watch like the next episode of my show. And this is something I did in prep also when I did have to do Stairmaster or Incline Treadmill or whatever for like over an hour. Just finding a really good show is
and
the easiest
Do you
trick.
Save it for only those cardio sessions?
Yeah. And I always had, so recently it's been anime because there's an anime I'm catching up on. So there's a lot of fight scenes and action. So you're like, oh, I need to see if that person wins, if that person dies, whatever. But in my preps in the past, I would always choose really like psychological thrillers, like suspenseful shows, because then it keeps you hooked. You're not like looking around. You're not checking how much you have longer. You're
Mine's
just like locked in.
Some sort of drama or some drama something
makes
or,
sense.
I think the last time was like Jane the Virgin or something like that. I don't know,
just something you can look forward to, and it adds like this new like fun part of cardio.
Yeah,
you
it
know
does.
So that's been my
like
current TV time
event of it.
Yeah,
hot take. You know how like when girls like set themselves up with their dinner and like they prep it and they like get comfy, you know, they have like their drink with their straw and it's like a whole thing. I do the same thing with cardio.
Cardio is your girl
like,
dinner.
Like when I like go into cardio, I like get my bag and I like clip it to the side and then I set my water. I open my water so that the straw is out so that I don't have to do it later. I get my phone out. I clip my hair. I'm like, okay, is it the perfect? I was like, is it the perfect amount of tightness? Uh-huh. Is it going to fall out? Are there no hairs? I'm like, okay, cool. Get my phone. Okay.
I'm so the opposite. It's like I just turn on my show and put it up.
10 minutes later, it's like, has she started yet? Mm-hmm. I like set the whole scene. I'm like comfy. The song is chosen. I'm like, this is kind of what I do every night.
I will say I start my cardio that way where I'll start really slow. I'm maybe on like 2 speed, just like flat. Let's say I'm doing treadmill, just like flat, which I've been doing treadmill again more recently. And I feel like I like it better. That's just who I am. I am not a fan of the Stairmaster.
I love Stairmaster.
I think it's great sometimes, and I'll do it on certain days where I want that extra push on my legs. But like if I'm just trying to get my heart rate up, like I've been doing interval sprints and walking
Speaking
on an incline.
Of treadmill. So the other day, all the Stairmasters were full, and I posted on the KYP story. I was like, all the Stairmasters are full, and I have to go on the treadmill because I hate
that. I did see that.
And so I went on freaking incline 12, speed 3, which like should, like it's hard.
That's the 12-3-30 rule.
And it should bring my heart rate high enough.
Did
and
it not?
I just kept looking and was like, bitch, where's the heart rate?
Yeah.
Where's the heart rate?
I have to go faster on the track. I go like pretty close to 4 speed instead
of
3.
But then I can't answer DMs and be on my phone, which
that's,
I don't
That's
like.
Why I just watch my TV. That's why it's my TV time. I like to, if
for
I'm
me,
doing.
For me, it's my DM time. It's, yeah.
That makes sense.
For me, it's my DM time.
And that's another thing you get to like look forward to.
Yes.
I think if I'm doing sprints or if I'm doing Stairmaster, I'll start with those and then I'll incline walk when my heart rate's already up, because
that's
then
true.
I feel like my body kind of keeps that momentum.
True.
If that makes sense.
When last prep, coach was having me do treadmill. That's what I did do. Like I would get it up high and then I'd like chill. And then if it went too far down, I'd get it up high again, which was kind of fun. So it like, I mean, kind of.
Running? I thought I legit was going to have a heart. Like, my chest pain started. And so I was like, oh, I should slow down. So
I need to get my affairs in order.
I, like, checked my heart rate thing. It's at, like, 195. And I'm like, it is just, we're working on it, okay?
I'm over here on the treadmill, like, incline 9 million. I'm basically standing up You're straight.
You're vertically walking.
And my heart rate's, like,
2.
2. 120.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like climbing a wall.
Walking doesn't do anything for me unless I'm walking really fast, pretty high incline like that. But Stairmaster and sprints will always get my heart rate so high.
Yes. And on the Stairmaster, I'm like, I literally have to do so much the same amount of like incline and like speed I can do on like level 5, mm-hmm. if that, on the Stairmaster. And I'm like, it's just not worth it to me, baby. It's not. I'd rather
be. See, I feel like the complete opposite where I'm like, I'd rather
chop my leg off than go on the Stairmaster.
There's something about like my, I don't know. I have really messed up hips and back, and I'm not trying to make excuses. Yeah. It just hurts. Like, the Stairmaster does not feel good to me.
Most
it's
people,
painful.
I think that. Like, comment down below. What do you guys like more? Do you like the Stairmaster? Do you like the elliptical? Do you like the treadmill? Like, there's no right way to do cardio. Yeah. And that's, like, we have actually found, like, what we enjoy. Like, you don't have to do what anybody else
does.
You gotta do what you love.
I saw a comment when we had talked about that, like, whole cardio debate. And someone was like, the best cardio for you is the one you're actually going to do.
Yes.
And it's like, amen. I will.
100%.
I could run and walk for hours. Mm-hmm. Stairmaster, I'm tapping out at, like, 20 minutes.
No. I could be on the Stairmaster for 2 hours.
Yeah, we are built different.
If I have some food, maybe, too. If someone beats
snack.
Me. I love that my hands are free. I love that my hands are free.
Yeah.
I can do Stairmaster with my eyes closed at this point. Like, not humble brag, but no, just because I've been doing
when
so
I was
long.
In prep and Stairmaster was all I did through like my last prep, I remember I would do it with my eyes closed.
Yes.
Like, I would hit a point where I was just so exhausted that I would just like step and just listen to music. Yes. And I would just step, and I was always impressed that I never fell off.
Yeah, there was like a point where I had to do 2 hours a day, and I would just, I don't know why I did
you
this.
You did them at once.
I would do the 2 hours at once, so I would wake up at like 4 a.m., and then I'd get to the gym at like 4:30.
I would sometimes
and I
get
would
to
do
the
it.
Gym while you were finishing your 2 hours, mm-hmm. and I was only doing an hour, so we would do like your end of 30 minutes, my beginning 30 minutes, and then, that's insane.
Yeah, those are dark times. I got my pro card, though, so.
Worth it. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do.
So the right kind of cardio is the cardio that you're gonna do,
yes,
friend, and whether it's the treadmill or the Stairmaster. I'm just kidding. I can't. But what do you guys like? Comment down below. What is your favorite cardio? Mm-hmm. If you guys are listening on Spotify, you're probably like, why does she keep saying comment? We have a YouTube channel where you can see us.
I don't know how
live.
People just listen. I love watching my podcast, even if I don't watch the whole
I've
thing.
I've never today I watched a podcast for the first time, like on the video, uh-huh. and it is so much better. You get to see their faces. And it really is.
I feel like I need to like know what someone looks like, and like,
true.
I don't know. I've also listened to like 2 girl podcasts like this, and mm-hmm. I get confused on who's talking.
True.
And I don't think we sound similar, but even
we
then,
don't.
Like, I don't think those girls sound similar, true. But I just forget whose voice belongs
especially
to who.
Especially because we talk over each other sometimes, and it's just
sorry.
Like,
that's always my fault.
No, that's always me. It's both,
it's
of
both
us.
Both of us.
We're just like, no,
it was
I
fully
say it.
How I was raised. Like, I swear our dinner tables growing up, 10 conversations were going.
To
and
me,
that's
like
normal.
Whoever's the loudest wins.
Yeah.
In Italian's family, it's like
same
whoever's
here.
The loudest wins. So like when me and Zach are like in like spats or anything, when we have spats, like it always is just humorous. Uh-huh. I just like keep talking louder and I'm like, but
I can't
louder.
Hear you.
I'm the loudest, so I win.
So my opinion matters most.
Yeah,
that's
just
because so
you're
funny.
The loudest doesn't mean anything. Important.
That is all we have today, right?
Yeah, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. We're going to save Would You Rather. I came up with most of these on my own.
I'm excited.
We'll do that next week. But as always, guys, we love you all so much and you are more powerful than you think.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.